Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see
him. Ah, yes, see his banner go. Shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I am Pastor Steve, and today's show is for the 6th of April, 2017, one of the intermediate days of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. We are having a good time. I am away. This is pre-recorded. I'm down with all my brothers and sisters in Kentucky at the meeting site, and we are enjoying the feast and the fellowship and the reading of the Word and the praise of Yahweh. Before I get into the show today, which is going to start with chapter 5 of Amos, I'd like to remind everybody that Eurofolk Radio is offering a feast day calendar according to Enoch's solar calendar. Brother Hebert of North Carolina put this together. It's beautiful. It's full color. It's heavy pages, and each page depicts scenes from the Bible and from our Anglo-Saxon heritage up on top when you have it unfolded. And then the bottom full page is a big calendar that shows you all the Hebrew feast days. It has the Gregorian calendar days, so you don't get lost, as well as the Hebrew days. So it's very user-friendly, and it will be invaluable to you throughout this Hebrew year. So if you would like one, please click the donate button at the top of the page and send us a donation of $20 or more to help support EFR and to pay for the calendar. Please put the word calendar in the message and give us your mailing address, and you will get your calendar quickly. So thank you very much. We surely could use your support here at EFR. It all comes out of our pocket. So we're working real hard. Let me clear my pipes and get a drink of coffee. Oh, that's good. Chapter 5 is a funeral dirge, a dirge against the house of Israel, because Israel's going to get hammered. Let's start with verse 1. This is Amos speaking. Hear this word which I take up against you, a dirge, 7015, O house of Israel. The virgin of Israel is fallen. She shall rise no more. She is forsaken upon her land. None will raise her up. For thus says the Lord Yahweh. And Yahweh speaks. The city that went forth 1,000 shall leave 100. And that which went forth 100 shall leave 10 to the house of Israel. Verse 4. For thus says Yahweh to the house of Israel. Seek you me, and you shall live, but do not seek Bethel, nor enter into Gilgal, and do not pass through to Beersheba, because Gilgal shall surely go into captivity, and Bethel shall come to nothing. They were doing pagan worship in those cities. And he is going to hammer them. Verse 6. Seek Yahweh, and you shall live, lest he rush, 6743, like fire, and the house of Joseph to devour it. and none can quench it. 3518 in Bethel. Okay, verse 7. And this will require some explanation. You who turn 2015 Justice 4941 to Wormwood 3939 and thrust down 5117 Righteousness 6666 to the ground. Now, Wormwood is poison hemlock, and that is a figurative for bitterness. So you would turn justice to bitterness and knock down righteousness to the ground and pervert justice, in other words. He, speaking of Yahweh, that makes Kemah 3598 and Kesiel 3685 and turns 2015 the shadow of death 6757 into the morning and makes dark 2821 the day 3117 with night 3915 that calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out upon the face of the land. Yahweh is his name. Okay, verse 8. 3598 Kemah is the constellation of Pleiades. He made that. He made all the stars. And Kessel, 3685, is the constellation of Orion. And he can turn the shadow of death into bright daylight. And he can make the day dark with night. And you can reference Job 9, verse 9, and 38, verse 31. Verse 9, that strengthens the ruined against the mighty, so that the ruin shall come against the fortress. Now this applies to today. Verse 10, they hate him that rebukes in the gate, and they abhor him that speaks what is complete. Hate is 8130. Him that rebukes, rebuke is 3198 in the gate. And abhor is 8581. And what is complete is 8549. That's a complete truth. They hate people that are preaching the word today. And they hate those that tell the complete truth today because it puts the light squarely upon them and they run like cockroaches, which they are. So that applies to right now. Verse 11. For as much therefore as your trampling, 13:18, is upon the poor, and you take from him gifts, 4864, and that's as by unjust means, you take from him gifts of wheat, you have built houses of hewn stone. He's talking about the rich people trotting upon the poor. But you shall not dwell in them. You have planted pleasant vineyards, but shall not drink wine from them. Because I know your many transgressions and your numerous sins, they vex, 6887, the just, 6662. They take a bribe, 3724, like our judges and lawyers today and politicians. And they thrust aside, 5186, justice from the poor in the gate. Verse 13. Therefore the prudent, 7919, shall keep silence in that time. Keep silence is 1826. Because it is an evil time, 7451. People are afraid to speak, like today. Verse 14, seek good, 2896, and not evil, 7451, that you may live. And so Yahweh, the Elohim of hosts, shall be with you as you have spoken. If you're speaking good and you're speaking righteousness, he will be with you. Now pay attention to verse 15. Hate the evil. This is Yahweh telling us to hate the evil. Oh, God is love. He loves everybody. No, he doesn't. Sorry, libtards. This is Yahweh speaking. Not touchy-feely, warm and fuzzy. Hate the evil. Continuing on in verse 15, and love the good. And establish justice in the gate. Perhaps, 194, Yahweh Elohim of hosts will be gracious, 2603, to the remnant, 7611, of Yosef. That's Ephraim and Manasseh. Symbols of Israel. If you turn from wickedness today and you hate the evil that's being done and the lies and the false doctrine and the perversion and the corruption, and you speak the truth and you do good, Yahweh will love you. And you will be part of the remnant. That's very important today. Be obedient to our Father Yahweh. Verse 16. Therefore Yahweh, the Elohim of hosts, the Lord, 136, as Adonai, and that is proper. It's used as a title, not a name. Says this, wailing, 4553, in all streets, 7339. And they shall say in all the highways, 2351. Alas, alas, and that's 1930. And they shall call the husbandman, 406, that's who tends the land, to mourning, and that's 60. And such as are skillful in mourning, 5092, these are professional mourners, and wailing, 4553. 17, and in all the vineyards wailing, for I will pass through you, says Yahweh. Verse 18. Woe, 1945, to you that desire, 183, the day of Yahweh. To what end is it for you? The day of Yahweh is darkness, 2822, and not light, 216. And he's speaking to them then because they were relying on the temple. And the presence of the temple will not prevent Yahweh's wrath. The day of Yahweh will be harsh for Israel as well as all the other nations. Verse 19. As if a man fled from a lion and a bear met him, or went into the house and leaned his hand upon the wall and a serpent bit him. Verse 20. Shall not the day of Yahweh be darkness and not light? Very dark, 651, and no brightness, 5051, in it. All right. They're relying on the temple, and they think just because the temple is standing there, they're going to get a pass. No, not happening. That temple will be destroyed. All right, now this verse 21 needs some explanation. And you can reference Isaiah 1 verses 11 through 14 for 21 and 22 here in chapter 5. Verse 21, I hate, I despise 3988, your feast days, 2282, and I will not delight, 7306, in your solemn assemblies, 6116. I'll explain in a minute. Verse 22, because even though you offer me burnt offerings and your grain offerings, I will not accept them. 7521, neither will I regard, 5027, the peace offerings of your fattened beast. 4806. Verse 23, take away from me the noise, 1995, of your songs, 7892. I will not hear the melody, 2172, of your lyres, L-Y-R-E-S, musical instrument, 5035. Verse 24, but lest justice roll along, 1556, as waters, and righteousness as a constant, 386, stream. That's a stream that doesn't dry up. 5158. Verse 25 through 27, you can reference Acts 7, verses 42 and 43. I'll explain from 21 on when I get finished with this chapter. I'll give a full explanation here. Verse 25. Have you brought to me sacrifice and grain offerings in the wilderness 40 years, O house of Israel? Verse 26, but you have carried, borne up, 5375, Sakuth, 5522, your king, and Kiyun, 3594, and the star god, 3556, star and God, 430. Images, 6754, which you made for yourselves. Verse 27. Therefore I will cause you to go into captivity, 1540, beyond Damascus, that's Damascus, says Yahweh, whose name is the Elohim of hosts. Now, from 21 through 27 here, he doesn't despise the feast days and the solemn assemblies. He despises the way that they did them because they were insincere. They were fake. They were still worshiping pagan gods. Yes, they were holding ceremonies in name only to Yahweh. It was all fake. It was not sincere. And it was abhorrent to him because it was a lie. They profaned those feast days and the solemn assemblies. We keep the feast days now in sincerity. These are to the glory of Yahweh, and we give him praise, and we are not worshiping these fake gods. In verse 26, it says, you have carried Sakuth. That's the planet Saturn. They worshipped Saturn. That's where we get Saturn's day. Pagan day. Saturn's day. We got Sunday for the day of the sun god. Monday is Moon's day. Tuesday is Taya's day. Wednesday is Woden's day. Thursday is Thor's day. Friday is Freya's day. And Saturday is Saturn's day. Pagan names for the days of the week. In Hebrew, in Israelite history, the days of the week do not have names. They have numbers. Day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5, day 6, and Shabbat. That's the only day that has a name. The Shabbat day. They got Sakuth, your king. That's Saturn. And Kiyun. That means pillars or images, 3594. And the star god, 3556, star and god, 430. Elohim, small e. And that's the planet Venus. And images which you made for yourself, cast and carved images. And they had these things, and they were worshiping them the same time that they were doing these feast days and solemn assemblies. That is not acceptable to Yahweh. Same way when we have Christmas, which is Yule, the ascension of the sun god, when the days get longer, and Ishtar Sunday for the goddess of fertility with the bunnies and the Easter eggs, those are not acceptable to Yahweh. You cannot paganize Christianity. And you cannot Christianize paganism. These are false, and they are taught by the churches today. These churches are in apostasy, and they are worshiping in apostasy, and their gods are the Jewish Jesus, which Jesus was not a Jew. His name is Yahshua, and he was an Israelite of pure Adamic seed line. All of this is lies and paganism. And it's going on today as it was in the day of Amos. And Yahweh doesn't want their insincere worship and sacrifices for show. Same deal, different day to day. It hasn't stopped. It's increased. And after this time with Amos, Israel straightened up a bit, and they were brought out of captivity, and they redid Jerusalem. And then they went back into paganism, even heavier. It was terrible. And then there was a final dispersion. And were sent out all over the place. And then the Romans destroyed the second temple. It was built by Koresh, the king of Persia, who was a Yahweh worshiper because he was an Adamite. And he footed the bill for the rebuilding of the temple. And after Yeshua Messiah came, the Romans finally came when Israel rebelled against the Romans, those that were in Judah, spurred on by the Edomites that were in control, and Rome just came in and leveled the city and actually physically plowed it with plows. And there's some rebuilding that has taken place in modern times, but it's pretty poor, and the place is still a mess. Well, here we are in chapter 6 in the book of Amos. Let's get to this. Verse 1. Woe to those at ease in Zion. T-S-I-Y-O-N. And trust in the mountains of and the mountain of Shemeron, that's Samaria, distinguished chief among the nation to whom the house of Israel came. Shamer owned that mountain, and it was purchased from him. He was a Canaanite chief. And when Israel split from Yehuda, they put their capital in that hill. And they did worship, but they had their paganism mixed in with Yahweh worship, which was totally unacceptable. And that is why they despised the Samaritans in Yeshua's time. Because they had mixed blood, and the Samaritan woman that came to Yeshua about her daughter, he says, it's not meat to give the food from the children's table to the dogs. called her a dog because she was a mutt. And she says, yes, Lord, but the dogs may eat the crumbs from the children's table. She admitted she was a dog and a mixed breed. And he healed her daughter, but he did not give her eternal life or a promise to enter the kingdom, because she was not Israel. She was a mixed breed mamzer. And they cannot enter. If you are not of the seed of Adam in purity, you're hit. Verse 2. Pass through to Calne, 3641, and see. And from there go to Kamath, 2574, Rabbah, 7227. Then go down to Gath, 1661, of the Pelishti, 6430. And Kamath Rabbah. Rabbah means the great. That's greater Kamath. Okay? That's a town. Are they better than these kingdoms, or their border larger than your border? Verse 3. You that thrust off, 5077, as refused to think of, the evil day, and caused the throne of violence to come near, that lie upon their beds of ivory, they had ivory frames, 8120, rich people, and sprawl upon their couches, 6210, and eat the lambs from the flock and the calves from the midst of the stall. Those are stall fattened calves, veal calves today. They're not allowed to roam out, they don't get any exercise, they just feed them, and they get fatter and fatter and fatter. Verse 5, that chant, 6527, that's dubious here as far as meaning. We don't know how it's meant, so I'm letting you know that. To the sound of the lyre, and invent for themselves instruments for songs like Dawood. Dawood made his own musical instruments and did all the psalms. Verse 6, that drink wine in bowls and anoint themselves with the best oil, but they are not concerned, 2470, for the fracture, 7667, of Yosef. Like a figurative, it's a figurative of broken bone. Well, it's a broken worship service. Verse 7. Therefore, now they shall go captive with the first that go captive, and the cry of revelry, 4797, of the sprawlers, those that sprawl on the couch, shall be removed, 5493. Verse 8, the Lord Yahweh has sworn by himself, says Yahweh Elohim of hosts, I abhor, 8374, the excellency of Jacob. That's a poetic designation for the northern kingdom because of their pagan worship. And hate his fortresses. Therefore, I will deliver up the city with all that is in it. 4393. Verse 9, and it shall come to pass, if there remain 10 men in one house, that they shall die. Verse 10, and a man's uncle, 1730, shall lift him up, and his burner, 5635, to bring out the bones from the house, and shall say to him that is by the ends, 3411 of the house, is there yet any with you? And he shall say, no. Then he shall say, keep silent, 2013, because we may not make mention, 2142, or remember, of the name of Yahweh. There's a lot of meaning in this verse. Lift up means to lift up a body for removal, and the burner is the one who burns spices for the dead. Then the command of keep silent because we may not make mention of the name of Yahweh. Where does that come from? That is a Jewish command from the rabbis that the name of Yahweh is too holy to pronounce, and only the high priest can say it and whisper it once a year. That's a rabbinical command because they were in sway right then. They had brought that Babylonianism to Israel, and they were doing Jewish practices under the direction of the Jewish leaders that had infiltrated the priesthood. Because see, in Samaria, they were making priests of anybody that wanted to be a priest. They weren't doing Aharonic priesthood. They were just making anybody and everybody a priest if they wanted to be a priest. So the Edomites said, hey, this is a good thing. Hey, I want to be a priest. Uh-huh. A priest to what? One of the golden calves? Well, I'm a priest and I say you're not allowed to say this name. Uh-huh. They hold that still today. My first name is Stephen. My namesake was stoned to death for preaching the name of Yahweh. They said he blasphemed. He uttered the name. They hate the name. The Pharisees and the Talmudic rabbis hate the name. They hate the true chosen people, and they hate those of us that preach and teach the name, because they are not Israel. They are children of the serpent race. So there. Little tidbit in the book of Amos. Verse 11, for behold, Yahweh commands, and he will smite the great house with breaches. 7447. And the little house with fissures. 1233. Verse 12. Shall horses run upon the rock? Will it be plowed with oxen? Because you have turned justice into a poison herb, 7219, and the fruit of righteousness into wormwood, that's poison hemlock, that's figurative for bitterness. Again, verse 13, you which rejoice in Lodabar, 3810, and that is a town east of the Jordan River, and it's mentioned in 2 Samuel 9, verses 4 and 5, and in chapter 17, verse 27. Which say, have we not taken Karnaim, 6255, and that means two horns, it's plural. For horn. Two horns, 6255. By our own strength, 2392. And it's a city 20 miles east of the Sea of Galilee. And you can reference Genesis 14, verse 5 for that. Verse 14. But behold, I will raise up against you a nation, O house of Israel, says Yahweh of hosts. And they shall oppress you from the entrance of Hamath unto the Wadi of Arabah. And that is 6160, and that's a desert plain east of the Jordan River. Let's get into chapter 7 here. These are three visions of Israel's destruction. Get a little hit of water here. Verse 1. Thus has the Lord Yahweh shown to me, that Lord is 136, Adonai, that's a title, and it's used as a title to Yahweh, and it's proper, preceding the holy name. And behold, he formed locusts, 1462, in the beginning of the growth of the spring crop, 3954. Lo, the spring crop after the king's mowings, 1488, that's the harvest of grass for fodder. And they harvested the grass, and then they plowed the field, and then they sowed crops. Verse 2. And it came to pass, when they had finished eating the herbage of the land, in other words, they used up all the food for all their animals, then I said, O Yahweh, forgive, 5545, please, by whom shall Jacob arise, because he is small, 6996. Verse 3. Yahweh was regretful concerning this. 5162. It shall not be, says Yahweh. Thus has Yahweh shown to me, and behold, the Lord called. Okay. That's a title. For a trial by fire, and it consumed a portion of the great deep. I'm going to look something up. 7-4. I think I've gone past. Yeah, I did. 7-4. Yeah, and it should be and Yahweh called for a trial by fire. That's one I had missed from correction. And I don't want to do anything inaccurate. It really just upsets me. So I have corrected that. Verse 4. Thus has Yahweh shown to me, and behold, Yahweh called. That's one of the verses that they had substituted Adonai for Yahweh. So I have corrected that. That was a typo from long ago. I had done these books years ago, and I missed something. So I apologize for that. I have corrected it now. Verse 5. Then I said, O Lord Yahweh, cease, please. By whom shall Jacob arise, because he is small? Yahweh was regretful concerning this. This also shall not be, says the Lord Yahweh. Thus he showed me, and behold, Yahweh stood upon a wall, plumbed with a line. With a plumb line in his hand. That's 594. Verse 8. And Yahweh said to me, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a plumb line. Then said Yahweh, behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will not again pass over them anymore. Verse 9. And the high places, those are places of pagan worship, of Yishak, 3446, shall be desolated, and the sanctuary of Israel shall be laid waste. And I will rise against the house of Jeroboam, 3379, with the sword. The sanctuary means the temple laid waste is referring to the temple. It's going to be destroyed, and that's what Nebuchadnezzar is going to do. He's going to come in and just level it. It will be rebuilt later for the second temple, but this is speaking of the first temple. Now, verse 10. Then Amatsiah, 558, the priest of Bethel, the place of, he was an apostate priest. And Amatsiah means the strength of Yah. Priest of Bethel sent to Jeroboam, king of Israel, saying, Amos has conspired against you in the midst of the house of Israel. The land is not able to endure all his words. Because Amos says this, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel shall surely become captives from their own land. So he was bad-mouthing Amos, like they bad-mouthed the other prophets to try to get him killed. Verse 12. Also Amatsiah said to Amos, O you seer, 2354, or 2374, pardon me. And Amos was not a seer. He was called for this one-time thing of prophecy. Go flee to the land of Yehuda and eat bread there and prophesy there. He was not a prophet by profession. They told him to get out of the northern kingdoms. Verse 13, but do not prophesy any more at Bethel, for it is the king's sanctuary, and it is sanctuary, and it is the king's house. Well, Amos is going to lower the boom on him here. Verse 14, then Amos answered and said to Amatsiah, I was no prophet, neither was I a son of a prophet, but I was a herdsman and a gatherer of sycamore fruit. And Yahweh took me as I followed the flock. He had no prior record of prophecy. And Yahweh said to me, go, prophesy to my people Israel. Verse 16. Now, therefore, hear the word of Yahweh. You say, do not prophesy against Israel, and do not drop, 5197, that's to hold discourse, do not drop words against the house of Yitzchak, Isaac. Verse 17, Therefore thus says Yahweh, your wife shall be a whore in the city, and your sons and your daughters shall fall by the sword, and your land shall be divided by regions. That's 2256 regions. And you shall die in an unclean land. And Israel shall surely go into captivity from upon his land. So that false priest was really going to get hammered. Let's see, I got 15 minutes left looking at the show clock. And I've got 14 verses in this chapter. Let's do chapter 8 here. Verse 1. Thus has the Lord Yahweh shown me. And behold, a basket, 3619, of summer fruit. 7019, that's Kayetz. And he says, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a basket of summer fruit. Then Yahweh said to me, the end has come, at 7093, the end has come upon my people of Israel. I will not again pass by them anymore. He's gonna remove himself. Verse 3, and the songs of the temple shall be howlings, 3213, in that day, says the Lord Yahweh. There shall be many dead bodies, 6297, in every place. They shall cast them forth, 7993, and keep silent, 2013. They're not even going to mourn for them. Yahweh continues, 4. Hear this, O you that trample upon the needy to make the poor of the land be destroyed, saying, when will the new moon be gone so we may sell grain? They're only worried about commerce. And the Shabbat, that we may open for selling wheat, making the ephah small, crooked ephahs, and the shekel great, 1431, and make crooked the balance scales by deceit, doing dishonest business. Now, who does this sound like? Greedy, grindy Jew merchants. All fake. They're not worshiping. They bleed you dry. Verse 6. That we may buy the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals. People aren't worth anything. They just make slaves of everybody. And sell the sweepings of the wheat. It's not even the wheat. It's the stuff left on the dirt, and they're going to sell it. Oh, he's such a deal for you. Verse 7. Yahweh has sworn by the excellency of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their works. He's going to remember what these people are doing. Shall the land not tremble for this, and everyone mourn that dwells in it? And it shall all rise up as a stream, and it shall be driven, 1644, that surge up, and sink, and subside, that's 8257, as the Nile River, 2975, of Mitzrayim. Nile is implied, okay, as the river of Mitzrayim, that's the Nile. And it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord Yahweh, that I will cause the sun to set at noon, and I will darken, 2821, the land in the light of the day. Now this is in Revelations. Verse 10, and I will turn your feasts into mourning instead of joy, and all your songs into lamentation, songs of joy, and I will put sackcloth upon all loins as a sign of mourning, and baldness upon every head, that's a pagan practice of mourning, And I will make it as the morning over an only son, and the end of it as a bitter, 4751, day. Verse 11, behold, the days come, says the Lord Yahweh, that I will send a famine in the land. Now listen to this, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of Yahweh. And the famine is here right now. That's what we've got today, brothers and sisters. We have a famine of hearing the true word. You're not going to get it in the Judeo-Christian churches. Verse 12, and they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north to the east, they shall run to and fro, 7751, to seek the word of Yahweh and shall not find it. Everybody's looking for the truth, but they're only going to get it from Christian Identity. Verse 13, in that day shall the beautiful virgins and young men faint for thirst. The young people today don't know which direction to go. Verse 14, they that swear by the guilt of Shomeron, the guilt is 819 and it's Ashimah, that's the idols of Samaria, and say, your Elohim, O Dan, lives, and the way of Be'er Sheba lives, they shall fall and rise no more. The gods of the pagan gods that they're worshiping. Whew, man. That's rough. Now, 1835, your Elohim, O Dan, see 1 Kings 12, verses 28 and 29. And the way of Be'er Sheba, 884, pardon me, you can see 1 Kings 19, 3. And Dan was looking for land, and they came across, that's in the book of Judges, and they stole a guy's pagan idol, and they took it, and they started worshiping that during the time of the Judges. So, we've got all the way through verse 8, I only have, or chapter 8, I only have one verse, and it's a short one. That's 15. But I'm only a few minutes out, and I can't get this one in today. I just can't get it in. It's not going to make it. I don't have enough time. And I'm not going to short any of this. So I'll do chapter 9 tomorrow, and then probably do the book of Obadiah and that will be the schedule. Yeah, I'll do chapter 9 tomorrow and the book of Obadiah tomorrow. We see a lot of analogy in these verses today between then and now. We're seeing a lot of what was going on in a lot of the prophecy now. we've got all this apostasy. It's paralleling the worship of today with the corruption, what's being preached and what's acceptable out in the public. We cannot be concerned with public opinion, brothers and sisters. We just can't. They are so twisted. They are so misled. They are so blind. They are so deaf. We're gathering the remnant one person at a time. It's a slow process. But we cannot give up hope. We cannot give up our faith. The remnant is building. The public outrage against the enemy is starting to show forth. And they are going into panic, which means they're going to be more vicious than ever before. And they will utilize their power to pass laws that will be perverted laws, as it says in here, twisting justice. That's what they're going to do. This is coming. We're seeing the end times unfold. That's what's happening. We need to prepare spiritually, reading and learning the word. I do what I can here to help. You're going to have to make your effort. You as individuals, study to show yourself approved. And you need to physically prepare. I'm not talking about accumulating a cache of guns and ammo and military uniforms and joining some group. Yahweh is going to let us know when it's time for us to flee, and we will flee and be pursued, but he will cover us with the protection of his wings. A lot of us are going to make it that are in the remnant, okay? Some of us will fall. I may be one of them. But if I fall for Yahweh, that's all right. I'll be back. I have learned in my years not to love this life. I've had some good times on this planet, straight up. I've enjoyed my life. I'm enjoying my life tremendously now because of the blessings that Yahweh has bestowed upon me. He has blessed me immeasurably. I am so grateful. He has put me with good Christian companions at EFR and those that listen and those that assemble at the feasts. It is absolutely marvelous, and I am truly, truly blessed. So, I really cannot complain about my life. The mistakes in my life were my mistakes. And I have been forgiven because I have asked for forgiveness in Yeshua's name. And I acknowledge him as a redeemer. And that's all he wants any of us to do, brothers and sisters. Praise Yahweh. I will say Shalom Aleichem. And I will talk to you tomorrow on Friday. And we will do the last chapter of Amos and the book of Obadiah. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads.